Courtney Nichols, Ben Poland, completing her warm-ups here. Nichols will step in, the left fielder for them. And she is hitting 0-7-7 coming into this game. But as I said, Bill, when you're going up against Winterset and Clark, well, you know what that can do to early season batting averages. They have two great teams, Winterset ranked number one. In fact, from our area, Atumwa ranked number one today in the new rankings in Class 5A. Also from our area, 4A, Winterset number one, Carlisle number five, Oskaloosa is now number 11 in Class 4A. In 3A, Clark up to South Central's ranked fifth, Prairie City Monroe 15th. And in 1A, Wayne Accord is ranked sixth and Sigourney 10th. So some area teams being represented in today's Iowa Girls Union rankings. First pitch of the game, foul back, strike one. Courtney Nichols, the batter. Ellie Bankston, the pitcher, on deck. Choking up on the bat, a left-handed batter. The pitch by Van Polen, and she slaps at it, strike two. Well, that looks like Centerville the other night, doesn't it?
She's just taking half a swing and trying to put the ball in play, make us field it.
She's in the hole, 0-2. The pitch by Van Polen. There's a never back to the second baseman, Riley, who was charging. Fires the first, one down. Good play by Anna Riley that time. And it looked like Van Polen might have made the play, but Anna was on the charge and made that happen. It's a good thing she was, too, because a little hesitancy there from Lexi on that one, Bill. One down, and that brings Ellie Bankston, the pitcher, to the plate. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch on the way by Van Polen. Just missed outside, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Bankston coming into the game hitting 429, one of their leading hitters. And there's a strike, taking that one all the way, one ball and one strike. On deck for the Chargerettes, her sister, Kelly Bankston. My hand of batter steps in, Matt Poland works quickly. Strike two on the outside corner. And good pitch that time on the fastball by Van Polen. Two throws a rise, a drop, and of course the changeup. She tries to get Bankston to chase. That time it's outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Beautiful night, Bill. It's a little chilly, but it's a nice one.
It is.
Here's the 2-2 pitch by Van Polen. Little spinner right back our way, and it's a foul ball. Count remains 2-2. We got some comments earlier on some of our interviews we've been doing in our Big Blue Live. We'll tell you how you can hear those even after the fact here in just a little bit. You want to hear them again or for the first time? Pitch by Van Polen, outside ball three, full count. Joe is better on this back in the studio, but really if you get on our website, you can get into audio ball. And Scott Fry, who does such a great job there, gets those loaded. You can hear those even days and weeks later. The pitch, there's a looping pop-up out to Anna Riley. She puts it away, almost in her tracks, and there's two out. So two up, two down here. And that brings to the plate the second baseman, Kylie Bankston. Kylie Bankston hitting at 438 here, or rather at 250 here on the early going of the season. 250 batter. And there's a ground ball to the shortstop, Bossert. She's up with it. There's the throw over to first in time. So it's three up, three down for the Chargerettes, nothing across. We'll go to the bottom half of inning number one and share it, nothing. I'll be coming to bat. We'll be back right after this. We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. Albia coming to bat here in the bottom of the first. Lexi Van Polen looked very sharp there in the top half of the first, Bill, as she retired the three sheriff batters in order. And leading it off was our profile player tonight, Sydney Weldon, the center fielder. Left-handed batter. In talking to her today on her profile, she takes herself pretty seriously on the softball field. Played a good game the other night. Had three hits, including a home run.
Three runs batted in.
Here's the first pitch. Ball one. High and inside. Looking at Sharon defensively, Nikki Vandeloon is at first. And at second base for them is Kylie Bengston. That's ball two. Shortstop, Miranda Davis. Third baseman, Chelsea McKee. And left field, it's Courtney Nichols. Delaney Richards is the center. Emily Ginsborn right. Emma Fuse behind the plate. And the pitcher, Ellie Bankston. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. Taking all the way that time was Weldon. 2-1. As we said, Bankston has all five of the decisions for Sharon. Her ERA just slightly above one. There's a foul ball. Good cut that time by Weldon. Counts even at 2-2. Infield at normal depth. Outfield pretty much the same. We had a strong wind here earlier when we came out the ballpark. Things are starting to die down a little bit right now. Comfortable night. Foul ball. Off the shin. That one hurts. You did that a few times, haven't you, in your career?
I never did that.
You never did that?
No, I don't know why I never did that.
Huh?
I'd miss it completely. This foul ball stuff.
Two ball, two strike. Here's the pitch on the way, and that's high ball three. 3-2 now. Three balls, two strikes. We've got a lot of things we're going to take a look at, a lot of community things coming up we'll want to look at here tonight. We have to talk about all the food we got last night over in Bussey, too.
We sure talk about it, guys.
We had some food here tonight, too.
You better talk about the food we had here.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. We had a pizza served up to us today.
It was mentionable.
Yes, we'll talk about that when we get a break. And it was good. Real good. Here's the pitch by Bankston. That bounces in the dirt, and that's a leadoff walk for Sydney Weldon, and she goes to first, hustling down. I like to see that, Bill. She got walked, but she didn't nonchalant it. She hustled right down the line, even on the walk. Here's Kenzie Griffin, the left fielder. Kenzie on the air, hitting at 278.
The previous batter, if this would have been the old Hall of Fame umpire from Ottumwa, Doc Bates, he would have said,
good friend of mine,
the pitch is a ball and the young lady walks.
That's right.
That's
Doc was a great guy, and his son, Chris, was a great umpire and is a great umpire, too. Doc passed away about a year ago.
Doc was my favorite.
Nice man. Weldon's at first. Nobody out. Here's the pitch on the way. She fakes to go, does it? And there's a strike called strike one to Kenzie Griffin. Weldon leading off with a walk, and she was Albia's leading hitter coming into this game, hitting about 520. So it was no mistake. She had a great game with three hits the last game. Here's the pitch on the way. That's a pop-up as she tried to move the runner along, and it's out of play. And hustling for it, the catcher, Emma Fuse, but she couldn't get to it. No balls and two strikes. So Mitch Chance trying to move Weldon down, but the bunt didn't get down. Mitch, of course, coaching at third for Albia. Janny Dorfenhaus at first. So in the hole right now, it's Griffin, 0-2. And there goes Weldon, and she is into second base easily with the stolen base.
Mm-hmm.
As they tested the arm of the short and catcher, Emma Fuse, and on that particular pitch, Fuse didn't really get a lot on that ball, throwing down to second, and Weldon stole it easily, Bill. So they get her down there without the bunt, and that's obviously what Mitch Chance wanted to do there. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a little ground ball to third baseman. McGee's got it. Fires over to first, and she pulls the first baseman. Vandeloon off the bag. Everybody's safe.
There on the third baseman.
So an error on McGee, and now Albia's threatening here in the first. Griffin's at first, Weldon's at third, and Lexi Van Follen, the pitcher, left-handed batter, can help her own cause here. Number two steps up to the plate. And Albia has a great scoring opportunity right off the bat here. Pitch on the way by Bankston, inside and high, and racing down to second. And in there, just under the tag in time, was Griffin, a stolen base. And it looks rather obvious at this point that they think they can run on Sheriffsville. So now they have runners at second and third. Still nobody out. A base hit would probably score two. Looking in now, getting the sign. Here's the pitch on the way. Fastball right in there. Strike one. 1-1. Taking all the way, it looked like that was Van Poling. Anna Riley, the cleanup hitter on deck for Albia. First baseman Vandaloon in a little bit at first, in case Albia does try to play squeeze here. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Good cut that time by Van Poling. She's hitting away, though. First and third baseman pretty much even with the bags now. Outfielder's in a little bit. Here's the pitch, high for a ball. Back there cheating in quite a little bit now, it looks like, in the outfield. Now they're backing up a little bit in case they would get a throw to the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Bottom of the first, no score. Here's the pitch. Just inside, a little bit low. Ball three, full count. And Bankston's working herself into a substantial amount of trouble right here now for Sheriff. Big pitch coming here, 3-2. Here's Wine, the pitch on the way. There's a fly ball out of the left field. Left fielder over and misjudges it. Albia will plate one run, and they're going to try to bring in another, and they will. Albia on top, 2-0.
Oh, ball.
We've seen a little bit of that in the early going. Even saw that a little bit in Bussey last night in the boys' game. Van Poling hit a fly ball out towards the line in left field.
Double.
The left fielder got over, had a chance to catch it, and it just dropped beyond her. And it's got to be scored a double, Bill, but that ball was catchable.
That ball was catchable. I don't see the chalk line out there, but I don't think the umpire saw it either. It looked a little far outside the foul line.
And Mitch Chance was waving those runners all the way, and Albia scored two quick runs, and it's 2-0. Mitch did not hesitate, and as we said earlier, a base hit would probably score two, and indeed it did that time. So Van Poling getting a big, big base hit there, scored a double, and she raced into second base, and Albia two big runs here. And that's the way you want to start things off. Anna Riley's up here with a chance to add to that lead. Anna hitting at 269. Has two RBIs on the season. She'd like to pick up number three right here. Right-handed batter choking up on the bat. Squares to bunt. The pitch. Strike one. Didn't get that one down. She checks down to third base coach Mitch Chance. Will she bunt here or switch off? What do you think, Bill? I think she'll hit away.
Hit away, hit away, hit away.
Now she scores the bunt. And misses. The ball gets back. It's
foul ball.
Foul ball. Strike two. Didn't get that one down.
Well, we wanted to get her to third base, apparently. One way to do it.
No balls, two strikes. Anna Riley. Albia senior.
Clean
one
up
of the
hit,
few.
Clean up hitter. Oops.
Pitch on the way. It's outside for a ball. 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Still choking up on the bat. Anna steps in close to the plate. Crowding the plate. Here's the pitch on the way by Bankston. Ball two outside. 2-2. Good eye that time by Anna Riley. On deck, Emma Dumine. Albia on top, 2-0. We're in the first. Bankston in the wide. Here's the pitch. There's a shot out into the center field. The center fielder right there, and she's got it for the play. And that is out number one. Anna hit the ball well, but right at the center fielder, Delaney Richards. And, of course, holding at second, Van Polen. That brings up the catcher, Emma Denis.
I wonder if there's a problem out there. The other night, Centerville left fielder had the same problem, the same ball.
We've seen a lot of balls misjudged out on left field. You can't say it's the sun because it's at their back. You tried to do that the other day. That's a ball to Emma Denine. Denine hitting .263.
We were going to take it over our shoulders so we could look into the sun.
One out. Runner at second. Here's the pitch on the way. That one's popped up foul and just fine. Back by the screen. It's 1-1. I was talking to a lot of people today, and we were commenting how well Caleb Davis pitched for Alvia last night, young sophomore.
Yeah.
But everybody commented on his pickoff move where he with a runner at first, he looked to second. And that was rather unique, and several of us were still trying to figure that out today. There's a good pitch in there. Good fastball. Strike two. 1-2. But he had a good effort last night. Got the win, of course, as Alvia defeated number 4 ranked Twin Cedars. Third rated team Alvia's beaten this year. The Lady D's hope to put a W in the column tonight. There's a high fly ball hit out into right field. The right fielder calls for it, makes the catch. And there's a throw to third. And just in there is Van Polen. And I thought she might have left a little bit soon from second base, but apparently not. The right fielder made a nice play there. That was Ginsmore, as flying out was Denine, and tagging up going to third was Van Polen. And she almost slowed up here. In fact, she did slow up as she was running to third, and that made it a close play, which it didn't need to be. A batter up there right now, Rochelle Heineman, the designated player, takes it outside for a ball. She really kind of put the brakes on about three-quarters of the way into third base that time. And now we've got where that's Mary Shepard pinch running. Van Polen didn't get that. Thank you, Linda. There's ground ball to second baseman. I'll put it over to first in time, and that's it for Alvia. Good first inning, though, for the Lady D's. Two runs in the inning. One hit. One error. One left. We played one. It's Alvia 2. Share it. Nothing. We'll be back after this. Thanks. Alvia Lady D's off to a good start tonight. They lead Sheriff 2-0 after two runs in the first inning off a double by Lexi Van Polen. And she's back out on the pitching rubber, almost ready to go here. She's finished her warm-ups. Alvia leading Sheriff 2-0.
Miranda Davis, the shortstop.
Miranda Davis, shortstop for Sheriff, coming up the plate, right-handed batter, number 9. Sheraton, of course, in their red and gray uniforms, red tube socks, white trim on the jersey. Alvia in the white, blue tops, blue socks, traditional. Those red numerals on the back. That's a foul strike by Davis. Good crowd here tonight. A lot of folks out in their lawn chairs out beyond the outfield, and nice crowd here in the bleachers tonight, more so than with the Centerville game. Good fastball, ground ball. Nice play that time by Caitlin Spieler over to first in time for out number one. Nice play by Spieler. Of course, she transferred here from West Point, and they're going to have her on the ball club. One down.
Delaney Richards, center fielder.
Delaney Richards comes to the plate now for Sheraton. Right-handed batter. Stands up in the front of the box, quite a little ways from the plate. That's ball one. Richards on the season hitting 200. She's only a sophomore. Center fielder for Deb Cipher. Sheraton has a pretty young ball club, as does Albie.
Ouch. Deadwood. She swung and the ball hit her.
Which simply makes it
a strike.
A painful strike.
Yes, it did.
They have only three seniors on their club. One ball, one strike. The pitch by Van Polen, and that one's inside. And high ball, two. Two and one. Emma Devine behind the plate. Sophomore battery for Albion. Of course, Van Polen, sophomore as well. Here's the pitch. That's outside. Three balls and a strike. Stepping out this time is Richards, back in now, ready to go. Here's the pitch by Van Polen. And that one's low, ball four. So Richards draws the base on balls. She goes down to first, and that brings to the plate their catcher, Emma Fuse. Emma Fuse. I want to just take a moment to comment here while we're waiting for Emma Fuse, who's looking down to go cipher for her sign. A couple of new board people working on the other end for us in the studio, and they're doing a good job. I want to commend them. Strike one as Fuse was faking a bunt. Now I say board, B-O-A-R-T, Bill, not B-O-R-E-D. That sounded wrong. A couple of board people back at the studio. That wouldn't be good. They're working the control board, and they're...
The board people are here.
Here's a pitch by Lexi. Good fastball.
Oh, wow.
Time for a strike. 0-2. It's a great night to be out here at the sports complex. If you're nearby, come on out.
Still lots of time.
Pitch by Van Polen outside. Nice play. Denine handles herself, I think, very well behind the plate for a sophomore. Linda, you've, of course, coached many years. I think she does a nice job for a sophomore. Here's the pitch. There's a little looper out into right center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Richards hustling to third. The throw not in time and moving to second as the throw went to third. Good hustle that time by the Chargeress is MFU. So suddenly now Sheraton has runners at second and third. That's a base hit. This kind of went over the head of Anna Riley. She had no chance for it, of course, as it went into right center field. And hustling all the way was Richards to third base. And we're going to get a courtesy runner here now for Emma Fuse, and it's going to be number 11 for them.
They don't have that.
And
he doesn't have it either.
Rudy doesn't have that either. They have a courtesy runner. We don't know.
Number 11.
11?
He doesn't have it.
But we do know it's a courtesy runner. So they have runners at second, third, one out. There's a little looper. Bossard makes the play. Nice play by Kagan. And suddenly there's two out. First pitch that time, Folkers came up, Miranda Folkers, and she lines out to the shortstop. So now there are...
Okay, what did we get here on Folkers?
Lined out to the shortstop.
Okay.
There's a strike now. The batter,
Ginsmore.
Emily Ginsmore, right fielder.
Right fielder, yeah. Okay, we're up to the minute here now. Rich.
Left-handed batter, choking up on the bat. Two down, second and third. Here's the pitch by Van Polen, and that was an interesting situation. They're 1-1. She just literally rushed out about 6 feet from the plate. I think she wanted to slap at that ball, and now we have time call. Third, the runner at third for them. Delaney Richards wants to tie her shoe. Yes, we still have pizza in there, Rudy. You need to eat that. Linda and Bill and I thought that was a nice treat. And she's now they're working with the base a little bit, Mitch Chance. Sheraton has runners at second and third, two out, 1-1 the count to Emily Ginsmore, the right fielder. Here's the pitch by Van Polen. Again, she rushes it, and it's strike two. Ginsmore comes into this game for them as their right fielder, and she has not got a good cut. She's just kind of rushing the ball there. This time she takes it outside for ball. One ball, two strikes. I'm a little surprised at that with two out, Bill.
I imagine she is a fast runner and just wants to put the ball in play.
The count's 2-2. Two out. She's hitting 154 on the season, and she rushes this one and strikes out. She didn't get a good swing the whole time. She just kind of rushed towards the pitcher and tried to poke at it. And maybe that's why she's hitting 154. I don't know. But anyway, with runners at second and third, that's really not giving yourself a chance to pick those runners up very much. And so what happens is Sharon doesn't pick them up. That's good for the Lady D's. Sharon leaves two runners on. They fail to score in the second. We've played an inning and a half, and it's just the Lady D's two. Sharon nothing. We'll be right back.
Somebody explain that to me.
I hope it hits something. I'm Rich Grimes with Bill Saylor. We're in the bottom of the second. Lady D's look very good here in the early going tonight. They're up 2-0.
And we're looking at McKenna Adler.
McKenna Adler, the right fielder, the batter. Bankston's first pitch pops up on the infield and making the play easily is Bankston, one down. Pop out, fly out to the pitcher. F1.
Kagan Bosser,
the shortstop. Comes to the plate now, made a nice defensive play last inning.
Since I was an old shortstop, she's becoming my favorite player.
You like all shortstops.
I like this one. She can throw. She throws. I like the way she throws.
One ball. She comes in hitting 158 for the season.
Whoa. Now I don't like her so well.
She got a good cut that time. Foul to sit down the left field line. Strike one, 1-1.
Well, sometimes the shortstops are more for defense than hitting.
That's true. You don't have to hit really well sometimes. It's what you do defensively that can really make a big difference.
Yeah.
But she's going to break loose.
Good arm.
That's a ball. 2-1. Two balls and one strike. Tegan Bosser. She is only a sophomore, Bill. Here's the pitch on the way from Bankston. There's a looping liner to the shortstop in time to make the play. It is Miranda Davis as she moved well to her right. And there are quickly two down here for Albia in the bottom of the second. Caitlin Spieler, Albia third baseman, coming up there right now. She is a junior. We talk about Sharon having a young team. This is a young Albia team, too. That's low for ball one. Right-handed batter. Albia lists only three seniors on their varsity roster, so both clubs having only three seniors. There's a bouncing ball. It takes kind of a bad hop. The second baseman's up with it, and that's a field hit for Caitlin Spieler. That was a one hopper to the second baseman that time for them. And the ball just took a spin to the right. She still made a nice play on it, Bill, but that little extra time enabled Spieler to beat it out for an infield hit. And really that ball wasn't hit very hard, so she would have really had to charge that and take it off the big hop to have much chance. Spieler showing good speed that time. Here's Sydney Weldon now with two out, runner at first. Strike one to Sydney. As I said earlier, she comes in hitting over 500 for the Lady D's. And, of course, with that home run the other night and three RBI. Here's Bankston's pitch. Runner going. Here's the throw down and then easily to second base with another stolen base is Spieler. And as we said in the first inning, Albia really showing a tendency to want to run whenever they get the opportunity here on the Sheraton catcher, Emma Fuse. And so far, they're doing it very successfully. One and one, two out. A chance to pick up a run with a hit. High for a ball. Two and one. Two balls and one strike. We're in the bottom of inning number two. Bankston working quickly. Here's the pitch. Strike at the letters. Two and two. It's the kind of pitch usually that Weldon would like to get a good cut at. She might like to have that one back. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Change up, and that's fouled as Weldon gets out in front of it. Count remains two and two. It was interesting as you watched the pitcher that time, Bankston, for them, Bill. She was finagling with her glove and the ball in the glove, and you could almost anticipate she was going to take something off that for the change. She really telegraphed that one. Here's the pitch on the way. Fastball outside. Three and two. And, of course, Weldon walked her first time up, and now the count's full on her again. Three and two. Runner at second. Two out. On deck, Kenzie Griffin, hoping she gets a chance to bat this inning. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's high inside. Ball four, and for the second time, Weldon draws the base on balls. And that does indeed bring Kenzie Griffin to the plate. She reached on an error by the third baseman her first time up there. So two on, two out, and the left fielder Kenzie Griffin's at the plate. Pitch on the way, outside for a ball. Bankston works pretty quickly out there. She's ready to go. The pitch on the way. That fell straight back right beneath us. One and one. One ball and one strike. Steps behind the rubber. Now comes back up. We'll look into the catcher, Fuse. And that's high for a ball. Two and one. Bankston came into this game for Sharon, as we said earlier, Bill, with a 1.63 ERA. She does have a little bit of trouble with walks. Good cut that time. There's a throw down to first, getting back in. Weldon, Fuse threw it down there, trying to catch Weldon napping. That didn't happen. Now the count even at 2-2 to Griffin. Bankston's walk prior to this game, she came in with 16 walks and 30 innings. That's ball three, and the count is full.
Right in a perfect pitch.
Three balls and two strikes. Two on, two out. The runners will be moving with this pitch. There they go, and there's a foul ball over towards the Albia dugout. Good cut that time. Three balls, two strikes. Those are two big runs if Albia could pick them up right here, Bill. They can get the two-out base hit. Here's the pitch, and that is high, ball four, and the bases are loaded for the Lady D's right now. And here's Lexi Van Polen coming to the plate again. She had a base hit, a double, which plated two runs. That's the two runs Albia leads by. And here she is again now with the bases loaded and a chance to help her cause again. Left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball one. Having a little trouble finding the plate right now is Emily Bankston. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a strike. Looked a little inside, but nonetheless, that was called a strike. It's 1-1. Bankston ready to go. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher, Bankston. She underhands it to first and works herself out of a tight jam that time for out number three. Albia strands the bases loaded in the second. They had no runs on one hit. No errors, three left. We've played two complete innings. It's the Albia Lady D's two. Sharon Charger Reds nothing. We'll be right back. Pitching somewhere. I think she went to junior college, not sure, but she's very talented, and of course her mother's the coach of this team. Bill, we had a great pizza here earlier. I want to thank Brian Lindberg and the great crew up there from Albia Brewery, Albia Brewing Company, for sending this wonderful Meat Lovers pizza out, and Linda and Rudy and you and I, never ones to turn down good food, really appreciate that terrific pizza, and he's doing very well up there and got a lot of great food. And we love you all up there for the terrific Meat Lovers pizza. We are enjoying it, as you would expect.
Tell him when the next game is, Rich.
Just plan my meals around the game.
We're going to plan on that.
We're going to tell you something else he's doing to help out with the big car show coming up, and we'll tell you about that in a little bit. Leading off here in the third for the Charger Reds,
Chelsea McGee.
Is Chelsea McGee, the third baseman. First plate appearance for her. And it's 2-0. Checks down to Coach Seifer. Lexi Van Polen, sophomore, pitching for Albia tonight. Here's the pitch by Lexi. And it's a swing and a miss, strike one. She was late on that one. Chelsea McGee coming into this game hitting 071. She's had a tough start to the season. But as we mentioned, they've lost to a couple of highly ranked teams. Winterset, number one, and Clark, number five. There's a ground ball down to third base. That's Spieler. Nice throw over to first in time, and that's out number one. Spieler looks very good over there tonight. She had a little bit of a rough game last time, but looks very sharp here in the early going tonight. And that brings to the plate, Bill.
Courtney Nichols.
Left fielder Courtney Nichols. She grounded out second to first in her first plate appearance. Chokes up, and she
tries
a chop at it, and she missed it by a couple of feet. Strike one.
I don't like to see
I got to tell you, I don't like that kind of just the rush the pitcher and hope you get a bat on the ball. She does.
We love it.
Right back to Van Polen. She throws her out easily. It's kind of like, and of course, slap hitting. I told you about Maddie Alou the other day. It's good, but sometimes if you overdo it, they'll place it right. It's like playing that old game years ago before Nintendo even and everything. Pong. Remember Pong? Just hit it and field it and throw it out.
That is
two out.
I think Albia loves this.
Oh, you have to love that. There's a foul ball off to the left, strike one, as Ellie Bankston's at the plate. Ellie flied out to Anna Riley. In her first plate appearance, she's 0 for 1.
Many times our pitchers are the best fielders. They pick that off real
well.
Easily.
Mitch Chance is on to it, of course, because the Albia infield just was rushing on that play. They knew they were going to see that, and they were ready for it. There's a chopper down to the third baseman, Spieler. Over to first, three up, three down. Excellent inning for Albia. Good job by Van Polen and her infield defense. Nothing across for Sharon. When we go to the bottom of the third, it's Albia 2. Sharon Charger Reds nothing. We'll be right back. I'm Rich Grimes back at the Albia Sports Complex with Bill Saylor alongside. We'd love to have Linda Hoskins up here in the booth, the Albia principal and great softball coach herself, and Rudy Riley, great announcer, dad, Cardinal fan extraordinaire up here in the box, as is Linda. You're surrounded with Cardinal fans tonight, Bill.
That's all right.
Albia leading it 2-0. And we're all happy, too, because Albia's ahead 2-0, and St. Louis is ahead 12-4 over Arizona right now. Third inning, Lady D's. Anna Riley leads it off. High for ball, ball one. I am finishing off the last piece of the Albia Brewing Company Meat Lovers pizza right now. I didn't want it to fall into the wrong hand.
They took it right out of my hand.
Here's the pitch on the way. Anna hits a high fly ball out into center field. The center fielder over makes the play for out number one. Good contact by Anna. Didn't quite get it all. The center fielder, Richards, over to make the play for out number one. Emma Dineen, the catcher, is up there. She flies to the right fielder in her first plate appearance. Now, I like to be a great humanitarian. I don't want to spoil anybody's spelt figure. Strike one to Emma Dineen.
Oh, is that kind of a figure? Do I know what kind of a figure that is?
Emily Bankston on the assignment tonight for Sheraton, pitching for them. 1-1. This is a busy June for us. We've got a lot of baseball and softball action we're going to be bringing you. Monday night, we're going to be back out to the sports complex. I'll tell you what about. Inside for a ball. 2-1. Eddieville Blakesburg comes to town Monday to take on the Albia Blue Demons baseball team. Doubleheader. And we'll be on the air at 5:30 with the first game. Then we'll have Big Blue Live with some of our features. Then we'll have the second game for you, too. A big doubleheader next Monday. There's a little ground ball down to the third baseman. McGee throw to first in time, and that's two away. As Dineen grounds out third to first, that brings up Rochelle Hindman. So a double dip Mondayville as Albia will take on Eddieville Blakesburg, and Eddieville has a very good ball club, and that should be a good doubleheader.
I hope it doesn't last until Tuesday.
The doubleheader last night would have lasted until Tuesday. Here's Rochelle Hindman, rather. There's a shot up the middle base hit.
Right. First pitch hitter right up the middle. Way to go, Rochelle.
Rochelle on base with two out, and that brings up McKenna Adler, the right fielder.
Batting number nine, McKenna Adler.
And we're going to get a courtesy runner in there.
And it is
number one.
Number one.
And running for Hindman will be number one, Lacey Romanco.
Lacey Romanco, and to run for Hindman. With two outs, she'll be at first base. Adler's up the plate. Albia leading 2-0 in the third. Here's the pitch by Bankston. It's a strike.
Together. Adler? Right field? Okay.
McKenna Adler. Pitch on the way. There's a pop-up. First baseman racing. It's going to drop in foul territory. And Adler's in the hole 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Bankston has seen a lot of Albia base runners here in three innings, but she's held them to only two runs. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a fly ball hit out to the left fielder. She's right there. Didn't have to move much for that. Nichols makes the catch for out number three. Albia's making some good contact, but right at people right now. So, no runs, one hit, no error, one left. We play three. It's the Lady D's two, Sheraton nothing. We'll be right back. We go to the top half of inning number four here from the Albion Sports Complex, the softball field, and it's Courtney Nichols leading it off for the Sheraton Chargers.
No, Bankston. We're down here.
Okay, sorry about that, Bill.
Yeah, we're right here, Bankston.
Yes, you use pencil. I haven't read pencil for years.
What?
Riley Bankston, the bat.
That's a yellow pencil.
That's a yellow pencil. There's a little looper. Anna Riley over. Up with it. Nice play by Anna Riley.
Florida, three.
A little soft pop-up that hit out there in front of the second base bat. Anna Riley was on the move, picked it up quickly, threw it over to first. We're out number one.
Davis, shortstop.
Miranda Davis. She grounded out third to first. She's 0 for 1. Good effort tonight by Lexi Van Polen. There's a chopper. Nice play by Spieler on one hop. Over to first. Good stretch.
Ooh.
By Smallwood, and that's out number two. Two up, two down here in the fourth. And that sends up Delaney Richards, the center fielder, who walked in her first plate appearance. Van Polen holding Sheraton in check right now. That's low and outside for a ball. The Chargerettes have only had one hit so far tonight, and we're in the fourth. Pitch on the way, and that's a strike on that inside corner. That was on the black, presumably. Although the black is getting hard to see over there. Here's the pitch by Lexi. There's a ground ball. Spieler bobbles it and didn't get that one cleanly. E5. Reaching that time, Richards on an error by the third baseman. Caitlin's played very well tonight. But didn't get the glove underneath that one. And by the time she did pick it up, she knew she had no chance to get the speedy Richards. So Sheraton has a runner at first now with two out. That brings up Emma Hughes, who had and has the only hit for Sheraton tonight. And there goes the runner down to second, and she is in there. Not too bad a throw by Deneen, but nonetheless stealing the base, Richards. So she's in scoring position for the Chargerettes. One ball on Hughes.
Here we go.
One ball, no strikes, two out. Here's a pitch by Van Polen. Fastball outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. That two-run lead never looks very comfortable, does it? Here's the pitch. Good fastball right in there, taking all the way. Fuse that time, it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. The flag that was blowing all over the place about an hour and a half ago is hanging limp now on the pole out there. The wind died down. Very comfortable out here now. Low, ball three. Part of the reason I'm comfortable is I'm wearing somebody else's jacket, though. That might be.
A Dallas. Not a Dallas.
Yeah, I'm
Houston. Houston Texans.
Yeah, I
never heard of them.
Yeah, I don't know. It's warm. That's all that counts. There's a ground ball. Foul. Spieler picks up foul territory. 3-2. Two out. Rudy has his Cardinal coat on. That looks sharp. We get those free plugs in all the time. It's a strong union. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fuse down on strikes. Big pitch by Van Polen that time. And Sheraton strands yet another runner in scoring position. No runs, no hits, one error, one left. We played 3.5. It's still Albion, 2. Sheraton Chargerettes, nothing. We'll be right back. here at the Albia Sports Complex, bottom of the fourth, Albia leading it 2-0. One more thanks, big shout out to the Albia Brewing Company for their big pizza that we've all enjoyed in the booth tonight. We still want to tell you about three big events. They're involved in one of them coming up here in Albia shortly. We'll do that when we get a chance. Leadoff hitter for Albia has a fly ball out to the right fielder. She's there, makes the play. That's Emily Ginsmore, and flying out, Keegan Hagenbosser. They're making good contact, but getting under that, hitting a lot of high fly balls here. But it's still good to see him getting a bat on the ball, because the other night against Centerville, that was problematic, Bill. One down here in the fourth. Caitlin Spieler. Caitlin had a face hit in her first play appearance. She takes it for a ball. Right-handed batter. 2-0, bottom of the fourth. The only runs that have scored in this game were on a double by Lexi Van Polen. Ball two. And on a ball that at least arguably could have been caught out there in left field. But nonetheless, drove in two runs. And they stand up right now. Here's the pitch. That's a strike right at the letters, taking all the way Spieler. Want to remind you, next Friday, not tomorrow, but next Friday, big Flag Day celebration in Albia. We'll give you more details on that. We want to talk about the Rodders Car Show coming up, and also something the Rotary Club and the Albia Brewing Company doing in conjunction with that, too. We'll do that before the game's over. We'll make time for those things.
I hope we do.
Those are good things. A lot of good things going on this summer. And two of them are Albia baseball and Albia softball. 2-2 now to Spieler. Here's the pitch, and that's high ball three. Full count. Three balls and two strikes. Top of the order waits with Sydney Weldon. Here's the pitch on the way, and that is right down central, strike three. And Spieler called out on strike. That's two down. So Weldon will bat. Coming into the game is Albia's leading hitter, hitting over 500. But she's batting with nobody on here. Left-handed batter, and that's what Sharon wants. They want her up there with nobody on. On the evening, she's walked twice after working the full count both times. Here's the pitch by Bangston. That one's fouled off. The left side, strike one. No, next Friday is the big Flag Day celebration from 11 to 1 on the Albia Square. And hot dogs, hamburgers, coleslaw, baked beans, ice cream, drinks, low for a ball, 1-1. $5, and all the proceeds go to Welcome Home Soldier. Great, great project. And they have special music on the bandstand, patriotic music, Trinity United Methodist Church Vacation Bible School Kids, John Flattery doing a lot of music. They're giving away lots of little flags to everybody who eats and donates, and a big American flag as well. There's strike two to Weldon. So that's next Friday, 1 week from tomorrow, Flag Day celebration, Albia Square. That sounds like good food. $5, good price, and great cause.
I'll put my flag up.
You should. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Sydney, and that's ball two, 2-2. Lots of twos out there. One for the lead for Albia, 2-0, and then 2-2 on the count, and two outs. Deuces are wild. Here's the pitch on the way, and that's inside. She ducks underneath that. It's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. So mark that on your calendar, Bill, for Flag Day next Friday, 1 week from tomorrow.
You just keep reminding me.
I will. And we'll have plenty of opportunity to do it. Lots of baseball, softball action next week. There's a fly ball hit out to the left fielder. She's moving back, and that's going to drop in front of the fence as Weldon goes into second base with a stand-up double. She hit that much like she did on the home run the other night. It didn't carry as far, but it didn't lack much, maybe about 5 feet of going over. The left fielder looked like she maybe had a play. She kept drifting back, but it went beyond her and dropped in, and so Weldon finds herself at second base. Kenzie Griffin now could add to the lead with a base hit. Mitch Chance giving her some instructions. She is 0-for-1 on the night, reaching on an error and having walked in her last plate appearance. Right-handed batter. That's a big run out there on second. Good cut that time. Strike one. No balls and one strike. Here's the pitch, and that one's fouled. She's out in front of that one. It's 0-2. She's quickly in the hole. No balls and two strikes. And this has been a little bit what we've seen tonight from their pitcher, Bankston. Gets herself in just a little bit of trouble now and then, but works her way out of it. And Albia's had some opportunities with two out as well that they haven't cashed in on. That's outside for a ball. 1-2. Checking in Bankston, here's the pitch on the way. And taking that one. She had a little notion to swing for that, didn't, held back. It's 2-2. Do you need anything to drink?
Coffee.
Don't have that over there.
I don't want that over there.
2-2. Emily Bankston, pitch on the way from the Charger hurler, and that's ball free. 3-2. So Griffin has worked her full now. 3-2. Poland's on deck. Big pitch coming here. Here it is. Swing and a miss. But it was a foul ball. She just apparently got a piece of it. Hanging in there. That was close.
In the old days, we called that a tick.
That is what we called it. Now tick has different meanings.
Yeah. It's bad now.
It's not good. Here's the pitch on the way, and fouled back again. That's what you get if you're in the woods, or it's a twitch. So that's why I didn't call it a tick. I called it a foul ball.
I'm glad you didn't call it a twitch.
That's right. Here's the 3-2 pitch now by Bankston. Here it is, and fouled back again. Griffin hanging right in there right now. Still 3-2, two out. Weldon's been trying to fire up out there. Flapping her hands a little bit. There she goes again, encouraging her teammate. Here's the pitch, and there's a pop-up. Carrying out to the center fielder. She's there and makes the catch. They don't make too many mistakes out there from the center and right field side, and that's a fly-out by Griffin. Albia strands a runner in scoring position again. We've played four. It's still the Lady D's clinging to that two-run lead. We'll be back right after this. We're here at the Albia Sports Complex. Albia leading it as we head into the fifth inning in girls softball action over the Sheriff Chargerettes, 2-0. Want to remind you about another big area event coming up in Albia Saturday, June 22nd, a couple of weeks away yet, the big Rodders Car Show and the Bob Reed Antique Tractor Show. That is the classic. Over 150 vehicles usually, and of course the tractors. It's going to be bigger and better than ever this year. I know KIIC does a lot of coverage on that. And I'll be emceeing that as well. And I got to see the trophies on that. Don't forget that Saturday, June 22nd on the Albia Square. First pitch here on the top of the fifth to the leadoff hitter, Miranda Folkerts. Is a ball. One ball, no strike. You go to that Rodders Car Show, Bill? That's a strike in there to Folkerts.
I've been up on the square, and then they park them around the square. Is that the one?
Yeah, that's terrific.
Sure. I was there last year.
Rain or shine.
I saw that.
Wayne Rep does a great job with it. There's a pop of Anna Riley. We'll put that one away. Good job, Anna. One down. That brings to the plate
Emily Ginsmore.
In conjunction with that, the Albia Rotary Club and the Albia Brewing Company, where we got the pizza tonight, is going to do something we'll tell you about in a minute, too. Here's the pitch by Lexi.
That's right.
Lexi offered it that one, but the umpire says no, so it's a ball.
I think it was a good pitch anyway.
I think it was in there anyway. And this time she puts the bunt down. That is foul, 1-1. Yeah, it looked like there was two opportunities to call that a strike. One, she offered it, and two, it was already there.
Yeah. Well, it's 1-1
now. We don't want to criticize.
It's 1-1.
1-1. But as I said, the Rotary Club and the Albia Brewing Company is going to help with the Rodgers Car Show. And he calls that a ball.
What was wrong with that?
1-1. Well, I don't know. They're doing this little routine we've seen with her before. She's the pitcher, and she kind of rushes at it, kind of tries to push at the ball, and they didn't call out a strike. Now, this time, she does put it down. She's got good speed to throw, and they got... Oh! They say she beats it out just barely. Albie executed that perfectly, but the bunt, it just died right there about 4 feet in front of the plate, and Ginsmore, the pitcher, helps her own... Ginsmore beats that one out with an infield hit. That's only their second one. And that bunt just died, Bill. They didn't get the roll to help them out. They made a good play, but not in time. And she is a threat to run. And now they square again, and this is a foul ball, strike one, to McGee. McGee is 0 for 1. She's grounded out from third to first. And right now, trailing two runs to Albia here, Sheraton is really, really playing small ball to try to get back in the game here, pick up a run where they can. They've got the leadoff batter out here, Albia has, but the second batter got on. She's trying to steal the throw by Deneen, and she is out. A great throw by Emma Deneen, and they throw out Ginsmore. She was breaking with the pitch. She raced down there, and Deneen put it right on the money for the put out. Good tag that time by Bossert, and she was a dead duck out easily at second base. Big, big play there. Two down now. And that changes the whole complexion of the inning. And there's a swing and a miss. Strike two now to McGee. The whole complexion of this inning changed with that one. Great throw by Deneen. And the tag was waiting for by Bossert there, and she slid right into it. Here's the 1-2 pitch now by Van Polen. That's outside. 2-2. It was right there. Good throw. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Strike three, call, and that is the third out of the inning. Standing there taking it was McGee, and Sheraton misses a scoring opportunity in the fifth as Lexi Van Polen and the Albia defense do a great job. No runs on one infield hit. No errors, nobody left. We go to the bottom half of the fifth. Good one for you tonight. It's the Lady D's too. Share it, nothing. Bottom half of any guy. number 5, Lexi Van Polen, the Albie pitcher, who is pitching a shutout, leads off here for the Lady D's.
Takes a called strike.
2-0, Albie leading it in the 5th. Good ball game tonight between two great rivals, Sheraton and Albia. That's a ball, 1-1. We've been talking up here. Albia looks so much better than they did against Centerville the other night. They played good defense tonight, good pitching. They're hitting the ball better. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. 2-1. And they seem to have a little more pep, I think, tonight, too. A lot more pep, actually. You notice that. We all notice the same thing there, don't we?
I'm saying we are showing more alertness.
Yes, 2-2.
Is that correct?
That's your interpretation instead of pep, right? Alertness. That's like what I said about tick earlier.
Okay.
2-2. And that's outside low ball 3. So Lexi's worked the count full here. 3-2. On deck, Anna Riley. I want to say this to you, Rudy, here in a minute. Something good. That's foul back by Lexi. Your wife was up here the other night, and she really helped Bill get going on some stuff and helped me with some stuff. And I see her all the time, and I don't know why I didn't recognize her. But you tell your wife, we really appreciate it the other night. Nice lady who will be enjoying her retirement from here.
She's going to Kirksville
with you and the family. And there's one out. Van Polen grounds out. We'll all miss you here, but you're going to a great town, too.
Van Polen grounds out the bank from the second base.
Kirksville's a nice place.
Now heading the second baseman, Anna Riley.
Go, Anna!
And you're getting closer to Cardinal country again. One out here. Here's Anna Riley, right-handed batter. Fastball in there for a strike. Anna will be one of her player profiles next week. We'll look forward to that. One of only 3 Albia seniors on this squad. Sheraton only has 3 seniors too, Bill.
Okay.
There's a fly ball hit out
look out,
left
look
field,
out.
And the left fielder there and makes the grab. A little bit of uncertainty there. Anna hits that a long way, but the left fielder, Courtney Nichols, makes the play. 2 down. Here's Emma Dineen, who defensively probably made the play of the game there, Bill. Last inning, throwing out.
Yes.
The runner. Emma Dineen, right-handed batter. Emma's first plate appearance, she flied out, and she's grounded out over 2. Here's the pitch, a tie for a ball. We mentioned the big Rodgers car show coming up in about a couple of weeks. We said the Albie Rotary Club and the Albie Brewing Company is going to help out with that. They're serving pizza, cinnamon rolls, coffee, and juice to help defray the cost for the big July 4th celebration. That's a ball. At the Reservoir, which is another great event in Albie in the summer. So we want to salute the Albie Brewing Company, who helped us with the great pizza tonight, and the Albie Rotary Club for helping with the Rodgers Car Show, serving great food and helping them with the finances for the July 4th extravaganza.
Don't forget, Rich, we have a pro golf tournament, too.
That's right. Big Pro-Am, 15th and 16th. Some of our good friends play in that. Here's the pitch on the way, and that's inside for a ball. 3-1 now to Emma Dineen. And we'll tell you more about those events as we get closer to them. But lots of things coming up. 3-1. Albie leading 2-0 here in the 5th. Here's the 5th. That's a strike right in there. Good fastball. I noticed one thing, Linda. She pretty much sticks. She doesn't throw much of a changeup. She pretty much sticks with her speed, doesn't she? Fastball. And there's a little looping liner right out for the shortstop. Right there is Davis. She takes it for out number 3. So for Albia, 3-3, nothing across. We played 5. It's still the Albia Lady D's 2, the Chargerettes of Sheraton, nothing. We'll be right back. I'm Rich Grimes with Bill Saylor. We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. Albia leading 2-0 as we go to the sixth. We've had a good time up here and great ball game for you. Hope you're enjoying it tonight.
Lead off batter.
Leading it off for the Chargers. Who is it, Bill?
It's Courtney Nichols.
And she's their leadoff batter, and she's 0-2 on the night.
Left fielder.
Here's the pitch by Van Tolen. She punches it foul strike.
Another one of those punch and Judy hitters.
The Albia boys are at Davis County tonight with the doubleheader that started earlier. We haven't got a report on that. Also in baseball action tonight, Clark playing Centerville in a doubleheader. Sheraton at Eddyville Blakesburg. And Twin Cedars, who we saw last night, playing Tri-County tonight. Check out those scores tomorrow morning with Tom. Here's the pitch, and there's a foul ball on it. But again, strike two. Girls action in the area tonight. Number one, Atumwa taking on North of Des Moines. Moulton Goodell taking on Diagonal. Murray playing Moravia. Davis County's at Centerville. Clark at Eddyville, Blakesburg, and Twin Cedars at Tri-County. Those are girls' games in the area tonight. And I'm sure Tom will check some of those out for you tomorrow. There's a little fun attempt. Here's the throw by Van Pollen, and she throws it wildly down the right field line and racing into second base. And then they throw it around a little more. And the leadoff runner on now, Courtney Nichols for Sheraton here in the sixth. Lexi came up with it. There was a bunt, kind of punched it, which you wouldn't expect with two strikes, but nonetheless, they do that. She came up with it. I think she had time to make the play, Bill, but she rushed herself and threw it wide of first base and over the head of the first baseman, Smallwood, and all of a sudden, Sharon's got a runner and scored.
We are going to call that an error.
That is an error on Lexi Van Pollen. Rushed herself there, but she had to hurry, but not that much.
She might have beat it out anyway.
She might have beat it out anyway, but she did want to put her in scoring position. There's another bunt attempt, and that's a foul ball for a strike. 0-2. Well, we already know Sheraton will bunt with two strikes.
She is fast.
Courtney Nichols.
Courtney Nichols is a very fast runner. Ooh.
And, of course, their pitcher is up there now, Bankston. And will she be bunting here with two strikes, trying to advance the runner? Let's see what she does. Nope, she's hitting away, and it's a ball, 1-2. You almost, if you're Albia, don't care totally about that runner at second. You want out here. You don't want to put more people on base. Still got a two-run lead. And he had nerves, I say that. On a 1-2 count, Van Pollen just hit Ellie Bankston, and now Sheraton has the tying runs on, nobody out. And the number three hitter, the heart of the lineup, Kylie Bankston coming up. And Mitch Chance is going out and trying to settle down Lexi Van Pollen in that Albia infield. You really particularly hate to see that. They've held Sheraton in check, and then you get an error, and then you get the hit batter, and suddenly Sheraton's very much in the ballgame. Syracuse is going to be the Curtis runner at second, I believe, right, Rudy? She's going in for Courtney Nichols for the Chargers. So they have two on, nobody out, and I would imagine this is definitely a place where we're going to see the Chargers bunt, put those runners in scoring position, both of them. We'll see, though. It's a number three hitter. They may not do that. She is going to square. She puts the bunt down, let it roll, and Emma Deneen does a good job and lets it roll foul, strike one. They want to get that second runner in scoring position. Well, you can see this coming. Their Albia defense bringing in Caitlin Spieler way in at third. Smallwood at first. You can almost set on top of these batters if you're sure that's what they're going to do. Of course, that's strike two call. Good job that time. Just catching the corner is Van Pollen. Strikeout would be big here. Two on, nobody out. Albia clinging to a 2-0 lead. Kylie Bankston takes it just outside, ball one, 1-2. She didn't miss much there, Bill. That's a good place to go back to it. See if she chased the pitch outside the strike zone. Here's the pitch on the way. Again, she takes her outside. This one's too far outside. It's 2-2. Now she's got to bring it in. Two balls, two strikes. Sinin gets the sign. Here's the pitch by Van Polen. And there's a ground ball to Feeler. She goes to first. Nice play by Caitlin. Gets the out. The runners do advance to second and third. But nonetheless, a good play by Feeler. She had no chance to get the lead runner there. So the Charged Reds now have the tying runs in scoring position, second and third. And their cleanup hitter, Delaney Richards, the center fielder, is up there now. She's walked and reached on an error. And she looks like she's going to put one down. Yep, she squares the butt, fouls it off strike one.
That's Davis batting in it.
Is this Davis?
Yeah.
Okay, Miranda Davis.
Yeah.
And she's 0 for 2. The interesting thing is they're really committing to this butt very early. You can see their hand shift on the bat. Albion's just got a rush when they see that and really almost set on top of her. Make sure they get the foot out.
Okay.
And, of course, you're in a position here that Deb Cypher down at third may just get that butt down and send that runner at third. You might have a chance to cut down that lead run. We'll see what happens here. She squares. The pitch, it's outside for a ball, 1-1.
I'm in the wrong inning on my scorebook.
It's the pencil.
I know it.
1-1. Again, she's getting ready to square. Albion infield charging in. On this one, I'm sure they are. There's the butt. Feeler's got it. They send the runner. There's the throw to first. They get the batter for out number two, but indeed Deb Cypher was sending on contact the girl from third who happened to be Nichols, and she scores easy. And that's not Nichols. That's actually Hughes, who was the pinch runner. And we have a 2-1 game, and the tying run is setting at third base with two outs. That was the right play by Caitlin Feeler.
Yes, it was.
The only other possibility there is you fake the throw, try to get that runner in a rundown. But if you don't get that pulled off, suddenly you're in a real hole.
Yeah, we're doing what we're supposed to do.
That was the right play. There's a foul ball for a strike. And now we have Delaney Richards
Delaney
up there.
With one on third. Runner on third.
Two outs, a runner at third. That's the tying run at third base.
But there's two outs.
The key here is the batter. Here's the pitch by Van Polen. Strike two on the outside corner, and she has Richards quickly in the hole at 0-2. She'll try to make her chase one, I would imagine, here. Here's the 0-2 pitch on the way. High for a ball, 1-2. And coming well down that line is Ellie Bergstrom.
We're not going to play on her, but she wants to look for a fast ball or a wild pitch.
Janine, of course, excellent defensive catcher. There's a grab off the glove of Van Polen. Foster's up with it. There's a throw in time for out number three. That looked like trouble at first. That ball was hit right back to Van Polen, deflected off her glove. Foster was there to come up with the play at short, throw her out at first, and a big third out.
My favorite player.
Yeah, you like all the short stuff. Great play by Bossert there very alertly. And Alvia comes out of the inning yielding only one run.
One left on.
And that runner, most importantly, was left on at third base. So we played now 5.5. We go to the bottom half of inning number 6. It's tightened up a wee bit. It's still Alvia on top, though. Over Sheraton, 2-1. We'll be right back.
Harry Carey, let's get some runs.
We're in the bottom of the sixth. Rochelle Hyndman just grounded out short to first for Albie. There's one down. Albie leading it 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. That's ball one. The batter for Albie right now is none other than McKenna Adler. Right?
What did Rochelle do?
Grounded out 6-3. Okay. Shortstop to first. There's a pop up straight up. And go!
Catcher.
The catcher. Hughes makes the play. You saw a lot of the ball there, but she made the play in foul territory, two out. Got a score here for you, some scores from tonight. Sheraton took on Eddieville-Blakesburg in baseball action tonight in a doubleheader. We'll see Eddieville-Blakesburg Monday, Bill, as we bring that doubleheader here from Albia. Sheraton lost Eddieville-Blakesburg 6-1 in the first game. The Chargers came back and won the second game 10-0. So they split their doubleheader tonight. We'll try to get an update on the Albia-Davis County scores here in just a little bit. Adler, the batter. One ball, no strikes. We're in the bottom of the sixth. That one's fouled back. Strike one, 1-1. Albia's hitters look much more aggressive tonight. We talked about the whole facet of play, but they're more aggressive tonight than the other night, too. Look much better. Hopefully that'll translate into the big W. There's a ground ball. Might get through. Nice play by the shortstop, Davis. There's the throw. Not in time. That
base hit.
Base hit, but a great play by Miranda Davis for the Chargers. That ball looked like it was going through all the way. She got over there, made the play, but could not throw out Adler. That's an infield hit. So Albia has a runner at first now with the next batter coming up.
Caitlin Spieler.
That was Bossard, actually, who had the hit.
Yes.
Caitlin Spieler, the batter. That was my fault. There's a strike. As darkness settles over the beautiful Albia Sports Complex, your pencil marks are getting harder to read. It's the lighting. It's not you.
It's the fatigue from last night.
One strike to count. Here's the pitch. That's high and inside, ball one. Two out. Bossard's at first. Caitlin Spieler. One ball, one strike, two out. Albie leads 2-1 in the sixth. There's strike two inside. One and two. Two out. Sender here? No. Oh! Sender because the batter just got hit by a pitch. So Spieler hit by a pitch. That moves Foster down to second base. Spieler's at first. Two on.
Sidney Weldon.
Two out. And Albia's got a chance to pick that run back up right here with the leadoff hitter, Sidney Weldon, up there now. Sidney's been on three times, as she was the other night. That's low for a ball. The fourth time would be a charm here. Base hit would probably score Bossard fairly easily from second base. Left-handed batter. She can pick
her room in left center.
A lot of room in left center. And that one was let's go bowling right there. And that one got away from her and rolled into the plate. And it might have even been a gutter ball.
Looks like my team shot today.
Two balls, no strikes. It happened. And that one gets away from her, way over the catcher, Fuse. Fuse's outstretched hands, and the runners move up second and third. And Emma Fuse wants to go out and talk to her pitcher after those last two pitches. One rolled to the plate, and that one went way over the catcher, Fuse. And Albia now has two runners in scoring position. And Deb Cipher, the Sheraton coach, wants to come out on that one. And she's talking to her infield and her battery.
You know what I would do now? I would just, it's three balls and no strikes.
Yeah, 3-0 is the count, two out.
And the runner's already moved up. Put her on first base if you're smart.
Give you an out at any.
If Sheraton is smart.
Because
Bill, I would turn her loose here. You've got your leading hitter up here hitting 520 coming into the game.
If I'm Sheraton, I'm
putting her on. I turn her loose, though, if I'm Albie on 3-0. I'd let her hit.
Yeah, I would, too.
Here's the pitch on the way, and she does. There's a fly ball hit deep center field. Way back, it's out of here.
Oh, look out, Sydney Walden.
Look out in the field. She did get turned loose on 3-0, and she just punched her ticket and drives in three runs, and Alvia leads it 5-1. On a 3-0 pitch, Bergstrom just made that one. Bergstrom, rather, made that one too good, and Smallwood drove it well over the left center field fence for a home run. Three runs batted in, and Alvia now leads it 5-1. Kenzie Griffin, the batter.
What's the matter with Sheridan? What is with Walker?
And I'll tell you,
they don't know anything.
That goes back to what we said with the base open.
I said, put her on.
And I'm so pleased that they, Mitch Chance turned her loose on 3-0 because it really paid off there. And, of course, I want to remind you that Sydney Weldon was our profile player of the game.
Again.
We're going to have Anna Riley on there next week. We have her featured as one of our profile players. And she will, you can predict that Anna Rudy will have a big game the night we have her on as a profile. That's swing and a miss. Strike two to Kenzie Griffin. What a big blow that was. In the words of Bob Prince, we could have said, kiss it goodbye. Great amount of power. There's a high fly ball. Hit the left field. Left fielder going back. She's having a little trouble, but makes the catch. She's adventuresome out there in left field. Courtney Nichols makes the play for out number three. But a big inning here in the bottom of the sixth for Albie, the Lady D's, on the three-run shot by Sydney Weldon. Totals in the inning, three big runs.
Two hits.
On two hits.
One hit batsman.
Hit batsman, no errors. We have played six, and we head to the seventh. It's the Alvia Lady D's leading Sheridan, 5-1. We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. We're heading to inning number seven. Albia leads it 5-1. It's been a terrific game. Albia's played very, very well tonight, leading 2-1 going into the bottom of the sixth, and Sydney Weldon just put the exclamation point on it with a three-run homer to left center field. Albia leads it 5-1 here in the top of the seventh, and Sheridan now has got to really string something together because they're down by four. We've got a score for you. We don't have the score from the first game, but in the second game tonight, Davis County leading Albia 7-3 in the bottom of the fifth. There's ball one to the leadoff hitter for the Charger Reds,
Emma Hughes.
That was the second home run of the season for Sydney and six RBIs, both this week.
We were here.
1-1. The count to Hughes. Here's the pitch by Van Polen. Inside ball two, 2-1. In the words of the late Earl Weaver, there's nothing prettier than a three-run homer.
Right. Earl did not like the sacrifice runner.
No, he didn't. There's a bouncer to Spieler at third. There's the throw. High, but a nice job that time by Cassie Smallwood, and there's one down. Two more to go for Lady D victory tonight against Sheridan. This has been a very good ball game tonight. anytime you can enter the late innings and the two teams have a low-scoring game within a run, they play good defense too, both clubs. In the South Central Conference battle between these two longtime rivals. Pitch by Van Polen, that's high for a ball, 1-1, one out. One ball and one strike. Lexi's pitched a fine game tonight for Alvia. High for a ball, ball two. You know, Bill, there's every possibility that this game will end 2 hours before last night's game did that we did.
That would be nice, Rich.
Ball three, 3-1.
It's never over till it's over.
I got home so late from that game last night, I stayed up till 1 o'clock watching a movie. I figured, what the heck? There's ball four. And that's what you don't want to do with a 5.
Dinsmore coming up.
One lead. As Hughes was out, but now Folkers is on. And that brings up Dinsmore, left-handed batter.
I think one of these slap hitters.
She's still going to slap at the ball, and she fouls it off for a strike.
She's a bunter.
You obviously are bunting for a base hit here because you're down by 4 runs.
I think this is a runner is running. If she pops it up, I think we get a double play, maybe.
Yeah, I'll be infield charging, and that's just missing for a ball, 1-1.
She's waiting until the ball gets down. She's not running.
Well, she's going to make sure if she's going to do this, to slap at her to try to bunt it for a base hit. She doesn't pop it up, or it will be a double play.
Third baseman, we did line
up. Wheeler is way in third. Strike two, as she was taking that one all the way. Of course, Riley moving over, covering first as they charge Smallwood from the first baseman. Spieler coming in from third. They're back a little farther now. Let's see if they come in on this. They're still well in. They are charging. There's the bunt. Spieler's got it. There's the throw to Anna Riley. Down the right field line, but backed up nicely. Nice job that time by Mackenzie Adler. And she was right there. McKenna Adler backed that up. Or that could have been really damaging to Albia. So that's an error on the Spieler on the throw, which allows Dinsmore to be at first, and advancing to third on the error goes Folkert. So now Sheraton has first and third, one out. And who are we going to get up here? Are we going to get a pinch hitter, or what do we have going here?
Number 10.
And we are going to get a pinch hitter. We're going to get a pinch hitter for Sheraton here.
For Cheryl McGee, Chelsea McGee.
Who's the batter? Lexi Kern is going to be hitting here for Sheraton for McGee.
And a sixth, yeah. Or seventh, sorry.
Lexi Kearns.
Kern. Okay.
Alexis is her real name, and there goes the runner. Deneen throws it down and stealing second base. They're running. They're 4 down. Adam to Sheraton. They were stealing there. Good throw by Deneen. But in there with the stolen base goes Dinsmore. So they have 2 on, still 1 out. 2-0 now to the pinch hitter, Alexis Curran. It's Curran. Alexis Curran. Here's the pitch by Lexi. It's right in there for a strike. 2-1. Curran has only 1 at-bat coming into this game on the season. And looking, obviously, for a first hit. Here's the pitch by Lexi. Swing and a foul tip straight back. 2-2. Got a good cut.
Really, Albia should not be too concerned with those two base runners.
You need a putout. 4-run lead. You still do not have the tying run up here at the plate.
We don't want to just give them those runs, but we want the batter.
And that's fouled straight back. So Curran hanging in there. Number 10, right-handed batter for Sheraton. She's only a freshman. Only her second at-bat of the season. And she just fans for out number 2. Swinging strike 3, 2 down. And for the Chargerettes, it's all up
to Nichols.
Courtney Nichols.
Two down.
Here's 5-1. She is really squaring up here. Bunt, Bill. And she bunts, hits it twice. Foul ball.
Two strikes.
Foul ball by Courtney Nichols. Yeah, umpire made a great call there.
Yeah. Well, we knew it from up here. He ought to know it. He's right there.
She squares up again and tries to slap at it. That's strike two.
Well, she is fast out of that box.
Yeah, though. She's out of that box really quickly.
She's halfway to first base by the time that ball hits the ground.
No balls, two strikes, two outs. Sheraton has runners at second, third out. You have 5-1. One more strike, and this one is an Albia win. Here's the pitch by Van Polen, and she pops it up. Danilo drops the ball, and one run scores. Oh, my goodness, I almost called that one a winner. She popped it up at a backspin. It wasn't even probably 3 or 4 feet high. Emma Dineen had it in the glove, and it just spun out. A run scores, and safe at first is Nichols. And now it's a 5-2 game. That was just as close to a W there as you can get and not get it, Bill. And Mitch Chance is going out to talk to his infielders right now. That's one where you want to calm them down, remind them, hey, we're still up three. We're in good shape here. We only need one out. That had to be disheartening for Emma Dineen. I know when she turned around, you could just see kind of the look of shock on her face there. And she is so sure-handed. That ball had a lot of backspin.
Here we go, Blue.
And it literally probably spun out of her glove.
Yeah.
Well, we're not done yet. It's now 5-2. Still two out here. Bottom of the seventh. Everything on the line here.
First runner third. Let her run the second.
The batter
that's running
is Ellie Bergstrom, or Bankstrom, rather. That's a strike.
I cannot believe they're not running her down there. But
Ellie
Bankstrom. I'm glad they're not.
Right-handed batter. She is the pitcher, a record for Sharon tonight. She takes it outside for a ball. 1-1. The throw by Emma Dineen might have dropped that pop-up, which would have been the third out. But Sheraton decided to get that other runner in scoring position. They set Nichols. Dineen threw a bullet down to second base. Bossert puts the tag on. And that's a winner for Albia tonight. For out number three. Great throw by Dineen. Twice she did it tonight. And she more than made up for that little dropped pop-up right there, getting the third out of the ball game. Kind of remarkable that Sheraton still needed another base runner, but they tried to get that other runner in scoring position, and it didn't work out for them.
And I wouldn't even thrown it if I was playing defense.
Big win for Albia tonight. 5-2 over the Sheraton Chargerettes. We'll be back.
Oh, you can't beat fun at the old ballpark.
That was a great finish to a great ball game, and we'll be back for totals and highlights in just a little bit. But first, these messages. I'm Rich Grimes with Bill Saylor. What a great ball game tonight.
Yeah, two, nothing. It's
Albia, the Lady D's, defeating arch rival Sheraton, the Chargerettes, 5-2 tonight. Very, very good game here at the Albia Sports Complex. And I think the thing that impresses me the most, Albia did not play a good game with Centerville the other night at all. They then defeated Central Lee, then lost to Mount Pleasant, but they played much better than they did earlier this week in a game we had with Centerville, and tonight they played a very, very good game against the Sheridan Chargers, the Chargerettes, who had earlier lost to Winterset, the number one team in the state, and the number five team in the state, Clark. But terrific competition, obviously. Sheridan's always well coached, and Albion has played very, very well tonight, winning it by a score of 5-2. And it was a close game all the way through. 2-0, Lexi Van Polen, the pitcher, drove in the only two runs early in the game. Sheridan came back in the sixth to make it 2-1. But then Sydney Weldon hit her second home run of the week, three-run shot to left center to give Albion a 5-1 lead. Sheridan made some noise in the seventh, but not enough. They did get one run. They left another runner on, and the third out of the ballgame was erased on a great throw, the second throw out of the night by Emma Dineen, as she threw out a runner at second, a runner that she had enabled to get on the bases because she dropped a pop-up, which would have been the third out. She more than compensated for it with a terrific throw down to Bosser to second to get Courtney Nichols for the third out of the game. It was just an exciting game, a great game, and a big, big win. Can't emphasize that enough for the Lady Ds. Both these clubs played well tonight. And contrasting styles. Albion up there getting full cuts, swinging very, very well tonight, much better than they did the other night.
Albion did not strike out.
And there we go. Making great contact, hitting the ball well, Bill. One strikeout, not maybe a lot of base hits, but a lot of their putouts, the balls were well hit. Sheridan, very similar to Centerville in some ways. Slap hitters trying to bunt their way on, trying to do some running. They weren't able to do any running to speak of against Emma Dineen. And just a great win for Albion tonight. You're going to give us the totals here in a moment. We always hope to have Mitch Chance up after the game, but Mitch has some lengthy postseason conferences with his team, and so we'll just have to see how that works out. We will pick star of the game and our play of the game, but first you've got the totals for us.
Pitching records for Albion, so Lexi Van Polen, she allowed two runs, gave up two hits, struck out three, and walked two. The pitcher for Sheridan,
which of course was
Bergstrom. She gave up five runs and gave up six hits, only struck out one Albion batter and walked three.
So both pitchers did a respectable job, but I thought Lexi Van Polen looked really sharp tonight, only giving up a couple of hits. And as far as our star of the game, I think we have to really look at a couple tonight, Bill. We obviously could say Sydney Weldon, the three-run shot, turned out to be the game winner with the three-run homer in the sixth inning.
I would say
she has to be one.
She is.
But I think we would maybe go co tonight. Lexi Van Polen, the young sophomore pitcher, probably pitched a great game.
Yeah, she only allowed two hits.
So you like that? We'll go with two tonight. Sydney Weldon for her hitting and the pitching of Lexi Van Polen. Play of the game, defensively, I think you have to credit Emma Dineen for just super job behind the plate tonight.
She had an unfortunate error, but the rest of her game was the most valuable player type game.
Actually, that's true, because Van Polen pitched very well, but you have to give credit to your catcher, and she caught a great game. She's helping call the pitches for Van Polen, I assume. They had to coordinate everything they do. She threw out a couple of runners, the third out of the ball game. Another critical play earlier in the game, she threw out another Sheridan runner. So terrific game behind the plate for Emma Dineen. So those are key players of the game, key plays of the game. And Albion winning at 5-2 over the Sheridan Chargerettes. We want to mention that we've got a lot of baseball and softball action for you coming up. Monday night, we're going to be covering the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Albion boys doubleheader. And we'll be on the air at 5:30 with the first game. And then after that game, we'll actually have Big Blue Live with our features, our profile, and our behind-the-scenes, and also Where Are They Now feature. That will be between games, and then we'll bring you the second game as well. So baseball action Monday night doubleheader, and we've got more action, of course, next week as well. A lot of baseball, softball coming up here in the 2013 season. We kicked it off this week, Bill, with some great games, and we've got a couple of great girls here behind us. We're going to send it back to you, Joe, real quickly for a commercial break, and we got a couple of great Albie players who did a good job tonight. We're going to talk to them right after this commercial break. Back here at the Albie Sports Complex in our post-game show, Albie winning it over the Sheraton Chargerettes tonight by a score of 5-2. And we told you who we thought the stars of the game were. The whole Albie team played well tonight. But our stars of the game turned out to be Sydney Weldon and Lexi Van Polen. We did co-stars of the game tonight, Phil, and we made a good choice. And we have both of them with us tonight here on our post-game show. Sydney, you bookended these broadcasts tonight. We had you on earlier before the game on our profile segment, and here you are at the end of the game, too. So this is good. You drew some walks early in the game. You got on base several times, both the game on the line, leading only 2-1. There in the sixth, you came up, had a 3-0 count, and I will tell you what we said. They had a base open. We said, if we're Sheraton, we put you on base. And then we said, if we're Albia, we turn you loose on 3-0. You made us look really good because Coach Chance turned you loose on 3-0. You got a great pitch to hit. You made a three-run homer out of it. That really was a game winner. How do you feel about that? That's two this week.
Well, I felt really good about it, especially since I thought my one before that was over and it wasn't. So I had to redeem myself and make sure I got one over, especially in an important impact time like that. Coach Chance had told me that they probably wouldn't throw me, but when they did, I was given the go-ahead to swing, and it just happened to work out the way it was supposed to work out.
What'd she throw you on that pitch?
It was right down the middle.
Just straight fastball. Didn't have any movement on it at all, did it?
No, it was straight down the middle.
I got a tee for you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you really hit it well, and you did almost hit another one earlier. You drove that one pretty far out there, too. But this one, there was no question about it.
Yeah.
Hit it to a deep part of the ballpark, and it was gone, and that was... It's always thrilling to come across home plate and your team's out there to greet you.
It's probably the most exciting part of my softball career.
Well, there'll be many more of those because you're playing very good softball right now. This was a big, big win for you folks.
Yeah, it was, especially after the tough loss we had to Centerville last week, well, earlier this week, and the tough day that we had at Davis County, even though we won one.
We thought tonight that you looked like a totally different team from the Centerville game. The Centerville game, and you and I talked about it earlier today, the team was just really ready to play, and the enthusiasm level was higher, we thought, too.
Chan's really got it started with that. Like, last game, the Centerville game, we were all down. We were all, like, slow to start. We had to be up and ready to go, and we have to be up and ready to go, especially since we're a young team.
That was a big win, and, of course, the big blow for you tonight, the 3-run homer. And you probably won't have any trouble getting ready for the next game after the way you're playing right now. 6 RBIs this week and 2 home runs.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the way I'm playing right now, and I'm just happy that I can help my team out.
And the nice thing is you didn't need too many runs tonight because you got some great pitching. And the pitcher behind you that we're going to talk to right now is Lexi Van Polen. And the nice thing, Bill, here is, of course, Sydney's only a junior. We can even improve on that. Lexi's only a sophomore. Lexi, was this your best start of the year?
I would definitely say it was the best start of the year, for sure.
You had good command. You only gave up 2 hits.
It's exciting. I mean, especially coming off of Centerville, it's kind of tough coming off that. And then Davis County wasn't 100% what I wanted it to be. And this was just nice to get it started.
The other thing we were impressed with, Bill and I, is that you had better command tonight. You were not getting behind the hitters so much. And also, once you got a couple of strikes on these people, you were really putting some of them away. I mean, you were making them, or at least trying to get them to chase something out of the strike zone. You seemed to be more confident, and you were just in command out there tonight.
Well, thank you. Coach was calling my pitches. I really liked how he was moving it around the plate and kind of setting them off. Like, we'd go inside, then outside, and then throw an off-speed pitch. It was good the way it was set up.
That's interesting because I'll ask you this. Different teams, Bill and I, as old coaches, talk about this. With Mitch, Coach Chance calling your pitches, did he view that directly to you, or did he go through Emma to call those?
He goes through Emma to call.
Okay, and we noticed that Emma was calling those tonight, and you really did have good movement tonight, but you were working up, down, inside, outside, and you really had them guessing.
Well, thank you. I don't know. Yeah, it's exciting.
How tough is it to play a team like Centerville and Sheraton where you get these batters that just come up and kind of want to slap at the ball? That's got to be a particular challenge, doesn't it?
It is, and then it's my defense behind helps a lot. Like, they played amazing tonight. That's how we win.
Infield defense was much better tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Much better.
Definitely.
Everybody was moving well where they needed to be. So a big win for you tonight. Who's on deck? Who do you play next?
On Saturday, we go to East Marshall, I think.
I think it's East Marshall.
Yeah, and I'm not for sure the teams that we're playing there. I think we have 3 games that day.
But that'll be good.
Yeah.
You continue to gain an experience. You're only a sophomore, and you get more confident all the time, don't you?
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, big wins are nice.
Big wins are nice, and this was a good one. Lexi, we'll look forward to talking to you again. You've got a great career ahead of you, and I think a great year ahead of you, too.
Thank you.
Lexi Van Polen and Sydney Weldon are co-stars of the game. They did a super job. And the best thing, Bill, is they're both really nice young ladies. Can't beat that. Thanks, Lexi. We're going to wrap it up from here tonight, Joe. It's always a pleasure to talk to good players who are good people. And Lexi and Sydney are a couple of them. And they are really feeling very, very good right now. You could tell it, Bill, with their big win tonight. And so are we. Final score tonight, it's the Albulady D's 5. Chargerettes 2. Don't forget, we'll be back with you Monday night, doubleheader action. Eddieville Blakesburg at Albu will be on the air at 5:30. Hope you'll join us. So for this time, thanks for your time this time. Until next time, so long. I'm Rich Grimes, and for Bill Saylor, we return you to Joe Millage and all the crew at KIIC Thunder Country. Good job, Bill. Take care, buddy. That was